Let's say the opposite way. The only made is shtufa mevoyis. In order to carry from the chotzer down into the mavui, is the halacha mutar and kan v'kan. Then the yam mutar both ways. So the chur, this is going to be a kasha. The chur, this is the rabbonin shita we had before. Not like Rambeya. That if you made a shtufa mavui, you should just collect it like wine. In order to carry from the chotzer into the mavui, automatically they're mutar to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Now this is not like Rambeya shita. Rambeya says one does not help with the other one. So Gemara is going to answer it. Taka means if they mishtatfu nami, if they also made a shtufa mevoyis, if they did both, they made a leruv v'chatzeris and a shtufa mevoyis, then we say it's maturin kan v'kan. Then they're allowed to carry all over the place, from one chatzah to another chatzah down into the movi. What about irvul v'chatzeris v'nishtatfu b'movi? They taka made everything the way they're supposed to. They made a leruv v'chatzeris, and they also made a shtufa mevoyis. They also put another eruv in order to carry from the chotzer down into the movi, into the alleyway. Now, v'shochach echod mivnei chotzer v'lo iruv. One of the people living in the chotzer forgot to make an eruv. He forgot to put into the eruv. Is alocho mutarin kan v'kan. Even though only one person forgot, still, he's allowed to carry all over the place. From his house into the chotzer, into the movi, all over the place. So Gemara Zechuz and Yastakasha, l'chur, this should go according to the Rabbonin Shita. That hold that, since he made a shtufa mevoyis, so that alone is enough for everything. So even though this one person forgot to make the ruva chetzeris, like, so what? You have the shtufa mevoyis, that's good for everybody. So we're getting to kasha, if the ratio goes according to Rameya, how does this come out good according to Rameya? Like here, l'chur, if this one person forgot to make a ruva chetzeris, so he should be also to carry from one chotzer into another chotzer. Even though he made a shtufa mevoyis, so what? Rameya shita is, if you only make a shtufa mevoyis, you're only allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi, but you're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. So chur, this should not come out according to Rameya. And the Gemara will answer that even Rameya is masking to this case over here. We'll soon see. Vaitam. Echad mibnei movi, here should be like on the side. Shochach echad mibnei movi, v'loi nishtatif. Let's say one of the people, like from the people living in the houses of the Shteitzer, that has a right to use the chotzer, has a right to use the mavui, forgot to be mishtatif in the shtufa mavois. He forgot to put in the wine when they collected to be able to carry from a chotzer into the mavui. Is alocha mutarim b'chatzeros v'yasurim b'mavui enechanami. This is like Rameya Shita, that person is only allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Because that erev he did make. He made the ruvi chatzeros. Just he forgot to make a shtufa mevoyis. So since he didn't make the movi together, he is not allowed to carry from his chotzer into the movi. Why? So the Mishnah, Shaham movi lechatzeros kechotzer lebatim. You should know, the same way there's a locha, when you have a few houses opening up into one chotzer, that's our rubi chatzeros always, that you're not allowed to carry from your house into the alleyway, into the chotzer, if you have other people living there. And there's an issue to carry from house into a chotzer. The same halacha is you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer into a movi. If you have three chatzerim, three courtyards, open up into the alley, into the movi, each courtyard asks on the other one that they're not allowed to carry out from their chotzer into the movi. Like Rashi says, Shamovi lechatzer is kechotzer labatim. Kishen shosa lehoitzim min habatim lechotzer. The same way you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer below Eruv. If you have three people living in the same courtyard and nobody made an Eruv chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Is the locha kach osa lohitzi min hachotzer l'movi b'loy shittuf. The same thing, if you not make a new thing called the shtufa mevoyis to put everybody together, you're not allowed to carry out from a chotzer into the movi on Shabbos. But now the chiddush is b'loy teima, don't say to lay domi. Maybe there's no, it's not doima. The bayis v'chotzer zurishus hayochev zurishus rabin. A bayis I can hear, since you live there privately in your house. And outside on the chotzer, a few people live outside on the chotzer. So therefore, it's awesome in the rabban. It looks like you're carrying from Rishus Yochin to Rishus Rabin. Avu chotzer v'movri, shneiyem Rishui Sharabim hein. But what should be the exerim of the rabbanim why you're not allowed to carry from your chotzer into the movi? In the chotzer, like a few people live in the chotzer, use the chotzer. In the movi, also a few people use the movi. So it looks like the exact same type of Rishus. So I would think there's no isser. Kamashmo on the Mishnah, no. If you don't make a special Aruvi Chatzeris, in the case in the picture that we have here, even though you're allowed to carry from one Chatzah to another Chatzah to another Chatzah, if you made an Aruvi Chatzeris, but you're not allowed to carry into the Movi. The Movi is considered like another Rishus Midirabonim. Even though the Movi of Adi is the Rishus Yochid, but Midirabonim, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. So you're only allowed to carry from a Chatzah into the Movi if they made a special Aruvi called Shtufe Mevois. You're Meshatev, you made them all partnership together in the Movi. So the Chor Al Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that we had before, that there are two separate things. You have to make a special Aruvi Chatzeris, and you have to make a special Shtufe Mevois. And if you make one, it doesn't help for the other one. This is the Meir Shita. So to Gemara, the Chor Romani, who does Al Mishnah go like Rav Meir? Goes like the Meir, like we had before. The Yomah Binan Erev, or Binan Shittev. He holds you have to have two separate things. You have to make a Shtufe Mevois to carry from the Chatzir into the Movi, and you have to have an Eruvi Chatzeris to carry from one Chatzir into the next Chatzir. So the Mara Eimah Mitzios, so what does the middle case say here? The Nishtatzfu B'movi, if they made a Shtufe Mevois, is Mutarin Kan V'Kan. Right, that's the top line of the Mishnah. The Nishtatzfu B'movi, Mutarin Kan V'Kan. Is the Chur Zot Gemara, also the Rabbonin? That comes out according to Rabbonin. Because Poshet means you only made a Shtufe Mevois, that's all. You did not make an Eruvi Chatzeris. You did not make something not you to carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. You only collected wine together to be mutter to carry from the Chatzar into the Movi. And still the Mishnah says, Mutarim Kan V'Kan. You're allowed to carry both cases. As the Chur that goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Rabbonin Shita we had before was they held no. If you make just an Eruvi Chatzeris, that helps for the Shtufe Mevois. And then within the opposite way. If you made a Shtufe Mevois, that is automatically Matthew to carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. So Chura, this part of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. The Yamris of Gemara, B'chod Sagi. They hold either one of the two is good, either Ruvi Chatzeris or Elfa Shtufe Mevois. So Chura, it's a Stira, like, who does the Mishnah go like? So the Gemara hold Kash, this wouldn't be so shver. I'll tell you, the Gears in the top line of the Mishnah, when it says we have here, V'yin Mishtatzfu, the Gears should be, V'yin Mishtatzfu Nami, comma. If you also made a Shtufe Mevois, in other words, you made Avada Ruvi Chatzeris, you mati all the Chatzeris together, but you also made a Shtufe Mevois, then it's Mutarim Zelazir. And that's where Meir Shita, that you have to have both an Ruvi Chatzeris and a Shtufe Mevois. Good, so far everything's good, according to Rav Meir. So the Mora Eimah Sefer, what do you do with the Sefer of the Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah says, Irvul Bichatzeris, they made an Ruvi Chatzeris, and then through the people made a Shtufe Mevois, they collected wine together and they put it in one of the Chatzerim to be matter to carry from the Chatzer into the Movi. But then the Mishnah says, V'shachach echad b'nei ha-chatzer, one of the people living in the Chatzer, he forgot, v'lo yiruv, and he did not make an Eruv Chatzeris. He forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeris, this one person. So still the Mishnah says, Mutarin Kan V'Kan, this person is still allowed to carry from one Chatzer into the next Chatzer and into the Movi. Is the Chur Hechidomi. What's the case talking about? Why is this person mutter to carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar? He did not make an Eruv Chatzeris. So the Mar'i Dolei Botol, if he was not Mavatl his Rishus, Amai Mutarim. The Chur, since he did not make an Eruv, he should ask for everybody else. So if he wasn't Mavatl his Rishus, why is he mutter? Elup Shita the Botol. Elup Mayat to say we're talking about, that this person was Mavatl his Rishus. Even though he didn't make an Erev in the Ruvi Chatzeris, he gave up his rights to use the Chatzar. Like, I'm not here this Shabbos. Therefore, he doesn't ask for everybody else. So everybody else is Mutter, but he's Taker also. Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer in the Mishnah say? Shochad Echem Ebnei Movi. One of the people living in the Movi. Like, even though he made an Eruv Chatzeris, but he forgot to make a Shtufe Mevois. V'loi Nishtatfu, and he forgot to make a Shtufe Mevois. Is Alocha Mutarim V'Chatzeris. The Asurim B'Movi. Those are the same thing. They're mutter to carry in the Chatzar, and they're also to carry into the Movi. Now the kasher is, if this person that forgot to make the Shtufe Mevois was Mavato, gave up his right to use the Movi, so it's like he's not here, why is everybody else to use the Movi? Why not? This one person that forgot to make the Shtufe Mevois was Mavato, his Rishus, gave up his rights. So why is it Asur? For the Marvichi Tamer, maybe you tell me, Kisava Rav Meir, ain't bitu reshus b'movi. Our Mishnah telling me now goes according to Rav Meir. So maybe you tell me Rav Meir Shita is that we're talking about Hilchos Movi when you want to carry from the chutzner into the alleyway. There it doesn't help Hilchos Bittul. Maybe to Mavato give up your rights is only in the chutzner or the rights of your house, but to give up the rights to use the chutzner, that you don't say. So maybe that's Pshat our Mishnah. And the Movi doesn't help Bittul. So that can't be. For a time you learned before, Shere bitulachem reshusa div Remeya. Remeya learned before the Maisa about the Tzduki Yechub. He had a Maisa there, he had a Tzduki, so he told them that the Tzduki was mevatel his reshus in the Chotzer. So the Far of Gamliel told them, Feyas, go out and use the Chotzer, and use the Movi even before the Tzduki was Chotzer. So we're talking about using the Movi there, and we said that Tzduki was mevatel, gave up his rights to use the Movi. So the Gamliel told them, the Yidin there, Feyas, go and use the Movi now, so you should be allowed to carry out into the Movi. So Kopar, you see, Kloy, you're allowed to be mevatel reshus even in the Movi. Because there the Tzduki was a Shiloh, can you use the Movi or not? And he said, since the Tzduki was mevatel his reshus not to use the Movi, the Bittel helps. So you see clearly that you could even be mevatel your reshus in the Movi. So it was a strict Shrei Al-Mishnah then. Why does it say for Seif's Osir, why can't he be mevatel his reshus? So the Moriah Elab, Shita Rada, since the Seifa says it's also we're talking about the Loi Bittel. He was not mevatel his reshus. But the Zoya need this Seifa, the Loi Bittel. Since in the Seifa, the person that forgot to make the Shtufa Mivoyis was not mevatel his reshus, that's why it's Osir. Is the Chur Reisha Nami the same thing in the Reisha, the Loi Bittel, that the Reisha also the person was not mevatel his reshus. So it's Shver. Why does the Reisha then say that if the person forgot to make an Eruv HaChatzeris, he's still allowed to carry into his Chotzer? Why not? He didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeris. Why? He didn't make an Eruv HaChatzeris. The Chur, the Svara has to be that this middle part of the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan Shita, that since they made a Shtufa Mivoyis, the Shittif Mavoyis helps for the Chotzer also. So even though this one person did not make it to the Chatzeris, and he was not Mavatlis the Shus to the other people, he's still there. The reason why he doesn't ask for anybody is because Kafat, they made a Shtufa Mavoyis. So the Chur, this is the Rabbanan Shita. That's the Maskachin now. Reisha, the Seif Rameya. The beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah, you're telling me, goes according to Rameya Shita. That holds what? You have to make two separate things. You have to make a Shtufa Mavoyis to carry into the Mavoyis, and you have to make an Eruv HaChatzeris to carry into the Yeriv. Mitzvah Rabbonim. Now this middle case says that if somebody forgot to make an Eruv HaChatzeris, still is a lot of carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. Why? You have to say it goes according to Rabbonim Shita. That since they made a Shtufa Mavoyis, that's matter them to carry all over. So of course the Modern Mishnah, one part goes like Rameh, one part goes like Rabbonim, Stamastava like that. And for the Gemara, no, really, Kula Rameh. I tell you, our whole Mishnah goes according to Rameh. And the reason why in this middle case, where just one person forgot to make an Eruv HaChatzeris, the reason why he's mutter to carry, I'll tell you there, even Ramey is moida. Why? The time of my Yom Ramey, being in Erev or being in Shittuv, why does Ramey's Shittuv is? That you have to do two things. You have to make Eruv HaChatzeris in order to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, and you also have to make a special Shtufa Mevoyis to be matu to carry from the Chotzer into the Movi. Why? The Svarish, Lo Leshakeach Teres Erev Min HaTinoikis. We had before in the Mishnah that the kids should not forget that there's such a loch of an Erev. Like Lamosh, let's say they forgot to make an Eruv HaChatzeris. Now, the kids living in the Chotzer, they're going to see the father's carrying out from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. And they don't see any Eruv HaChatzeris there. So they're going to think you're allowed to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer without making an Erev. They're not going to know that really the reason why it's mutter is because they made a Shtufa Mevoyis. Since they're Erev in the Movi, to let them all be together, that helps for their Eruv HaChatzeris also. The kids won't know that. So the kids are just going to see the father's carrying from one chutzah to another chutzah without an Erev. That's why Rameyas Machmah to say, you have to have two things. But here we're talking about everybody in the chutzah really did make an Eruv HaChatzeris. There's only one person that forgot to make the Eruv HaChatzeris. So if we're going to mock to you, for even that person to carry out from this chutzah to the next chutzah, the kids are not going to come to learn out that you carry without making an Eruv. Because they know all the other neighbors did make the Eruv HaChatzeris. Like they see in the Chotzer, there is an Eruv HaChatzeris. Rover, the people did make an Eruv HaChatzeris. So in such a case, even Ramey is Moida. That even this one person did not make the Eruv HaChatzeris, he's also allowed to carry out. Because really, Mikra Din, since they made a Shtufa Mevoyis, the Shtufa Mevoyis helps for everything. That's Mar of everybody together. Make like everybody is one family. You really can carry out one to the other. And that's why we hold Malacha like that. That a Shtufa Mevoyis does help the Mokim Erevin. But even according to Rameya, that's Machmir is only Machmir where nobody made an Eruv HaChatzeris. But where both people made an Eruv HaChatzeris, just one person forgot, he's also made the even that person could carry out. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Loitoni Tzuche Zulizu. In our Mishnah, we said the case, these five Chatzeris, one next to another. So our Mishnah was that there was a Pesach, there was an opening from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, like the picture we had, like the picture in Rashi there. That there's an opening from one Chotzer to the next Chotzer. Now Rav didn't learn like that.
He learned in our Mishnah, no, that Pesach was not opened. Rav Latoni Psuche Zuluzu. V'chein Omer Rav Kana, same thing Rav Kana says, that V'chein Omer Rav Kana, Rav Latoni Psuche Zuluzu. Rav did not learn in our Mishnah that the five chateres were open one to the other. They only had one opening into the Movri, that's all. But they did not open one to the other. We'll soon see why. Mashmi learns that if they were open one to the other, then you couldn't make an Aruva Chatzeris and a Shtufim Mevois. And we'll soon see why not. Ika the Army, some say, Rav Kana Gufa, Loitoni Psuchais Azulazu. Not that Rav Kana saying over in the name of Rav, but Rav Kana himself said like this, don't be Gurus Psuchais Azulazu. Omalei Abai, the Rav Yosef, my time of the Loitoni Psuchais Azulazu. Like, what's wrong the way we have our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is very good. It says one chotzer has a pesach, an opening into the next chotzer, and to the next, to the next, to the next. How come they have to learn our Mishnah means no? There's no pesach, there's no opening from one chotzer to another chotzer. What's the difference if there is a pesach or not a pesach? The Chur was talking about that they made a shtufim mevois, and they made it, they moved the chaseris. Our Mishnah goes according to Rameya. So what should be the difference? Whether there's a pesach there or there's no pesach there, the Chur should be the exact same halacha. And for the Gemara, Kisovar, they hold that Rav Kan and Rav holds, that kol shituf shein machniso yomotziu derech psochim demovui lav shemei shituf. This is the havamina. We will soon change this. But the havamina is kol shituf. Whenever you want to make a shtufim mevois, it has to be able, you know, if you want to be able to carry from a chotzer into the movui on Shabbos. Now that's only mutter if shein machniso yomotziu derech psochim. That when they carry usually from one chotzer to another chotzer, they don't go straight through from one chotzer to another chotzer. The movi lav shemei mshitif. If they don't carry out, look this picture here. In order to be mata means of one chotzer carried to another chotzer, they hold. It's only muti if the way they carry is they go through the movi, then back into the next chotzer, then again through the movi back into the next chotzer. Then it looks like everybody is using the movi together. For Ashenka, in the case like our picture here, if there's a pesach from one chotzer to another chotzer, so when they want to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, they don't have to go down into the movi, they can go straight across. See, also in such a case, you can't make a shtufim mevois. In order to make a shtufim mevois, to make them all look alike in the movi, it's only if mamish they have to carry out through the movi into the next chotzer, through the movi into the next chotzer. Then we see them living like in the movi. Because the man is psuach, like this picture here, they go straight across, it doesn't help a shtufim mevois. And maybe that's the svarin of Kan and Rav. Therefore, they learned in our Mishnah Badafka, there is no opening from one chotzer to another chotzer. How do you have to go to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer? You badafka have to go through the movi. So if you have to go through the movi, then if you make a shtufim mevois before Shabbos, you talk a lot of carry from one chotzer into the movi into the next chotzer. Maybe that's their svara. Well, soon the Gemara slugs it up. So the Gemara kasher on this. Eisra, I have a kasher on you. Balabayis shoyishutav l'shchenev. The Mishnah we had before. Or balabos, there was a partnership with another shochin, and they're talking about making a ruva a shtufim mevois here, because they're talking about wine, like we had before. To make an aruva chateres, you could only use bread. You can't use wine. Wine only helps for shtufim mevois. So we had before that a balabos and his neighbor, shahayu shutif, they were shutif, they were a partnership. The zebiyayin and zebiyayin, they both owned wine together, is ein tzrich an aruv. They don't have to make an aruv, because this wine, even though they didn't put it there, the shein aruv, it automatically helps the shein aruv. So the chura, it doesn't say there that they carried out the shutfis from one chotzer into the movi. Its mashmim was always in the chotzer, that's all. So you see, even though you don't carry it out into the movi, still it could be good. Have to go around, no, you have to be matcha hosam the yafti vaili. I tell you, there was some two shutfis, the way they used the wine was, they carried it out into the movi, then back into the other chotzer. That's the way they became partnership with the wines. Not the pshastam they happen to be in one chotzer, the people own the wine together. You have to put in the kimta, they badafka took this barrel of wine and carried it taka through the movi into the next chotzer. That's the way they became a partnership. Another kash, Eitzvei. Kate said, Mishtas from the movi. It's a Mishnah we'll have later. How do you make a shtufim mevois? What do you do to make all the Lord let you carry from the chotzer into the movi? So it says there, you see, this is how to put down a barrel of wine in the chovis. And one person could say, He could make a shtufa mevoyis for everybody. One person, he'll take a barrel of wine, or mezakalin, and he'll be mezakit a schus for everybody, he'll be mezakit this barrel of wine to everybody. Now, v'hocho, d'chad mezakim l'idei l'kului, v'nichnas l'chatsrasayim. So one person, Tom, picked up a barrel of wine, and is mezakit this wine for everybody. And still you see it's good. So, her, they didn't carry it out from the chatsar into the movi. So, you see, you don't have to go into the movi. You have to come around, no, I'll be matka, they're also the same thing. They took out and brought back in again. Maskev lo rabba, they went out into the movi and brought it back into the chutzar. Maskev lo rabba barchona, elo meyato, hikna loy pas besaloi. If somebody's tam wants to be matka, his pas in the basket, in order to make a shtufim voice for everybody. Hochin armad loy heavy shittuf. You want to tell me that's not going to be good? Like, what are you saying, Echanami? Somebody wants to make a shtufim voice. So he had before, he could use wine. But if he wants to use bread, avada bread is also good. So let's just somebody wakes up down Friday and he's mezakeh everybody in the chotzer to the shtufim voice with his bread. You want to tell me it's no good because he didn't take it out into the movi? The chitim ochinami, maybe you want to tell me it's like that's true. The yomer rav yudom arav, b'nei chabura, shoye mesubin, of b'nei chabura, people were sitting together, by yisuda together. The kiddush aleim ayoyim, and they were eating, they started to eat Friday afternoon, and all of a sudden became Shabbos. The bread they have on the table, they could use that for the Ruvi Chatzeris, even though they didn't put it there Ferish, the Shein Erev, but since they're all eating together on the same table, they're like shutfis, like partnership in this bread. The Yamrulon, some say Mishum Shittif, that this Erev even helps for Shtufim Avoyis also. Since they like all have a right to use the same piece of bread, they're eating by the same Suda, so all the people from the Chatz are eating together, so this bread automatically helps for Shtufim Avoyis. The Yomar Rabba, like pligas, no machlekes. Kavim mesubim mabayis. If they're sitting in the house, that's where you have to put the Eruv Chatzeris. On Eruv Chatzeris, in order to carry from your house into the Chotzer, you have to put the Eruv in the house. So if they were eating inside the house, now this Eruv helps for the Eruv Chatzeris. Kavim mesubim mechotzer. Let's say the people are sitting and eating their Suda outside in the Chotzer, then the locher is that Eruv is no good for Eruv Chatzeris, because for an Eruv Chatzeris, you have to put it inside the house. We'll see later on. Mashenke for shtufim avoyis, in order to make all the mavid, all the chaserim together to carry into the mavid, that's enough to be in the chotzer. So if they're sitting and having their suda together in the chotzer, the bread on the table automatically becomes the erev, the shtufim avoyis, because they're like shutfis, they have a right to eat the bread together. And here, for sure, they didn't carry the bread out into the mavid here. They're talking about they're in the middle of the meal. In the middle of the meal, you don't go out in the mavid. So you see, Klor, even though the Erev never went into the Movi, but only stayed into one Chotzer, still you could use this Erev for Shtufim Mevoyis. So now it's Rik Shver, it's Akash, and Rav Kan and Rav, why do they have to learn in our Mishnah? Bedavka, that one Chotzer is not opened up into the next Chotzer, what would be wrong if the Chotzer are opened up one to the other? Ela, time of the Rav's time was like this. So Kosova, Rav holds, a Movi Nita Balechi Vikoira, he's only matter of movi. This is our suchas movi. A movi, the alleyway, we say always has a kula. Even though there are only three mechitzas around it, on the fourth side, all you have to have is just a kairu or a lechi. There's a kula with the rabbonim. But that's only if it has a shame movi. What makes up a movi? You have to have, he holds two chaseros opening up into it, and two houses opening up into the chotzer. Now here, if the chaserim of sucha zulizu, so then Lechura means they made an Eruv Chaseris together. If they made an Eruv Chaseris together, it's all considered like one Chatzar only. So male, this Mavi doesn't have a Shem Mavi. All these five Chaseris are together like one Chatzar. So then how many Chaserim opening up into the Mavi? Only one. If only one Chatzar opens up into the Mavi, a Mavi doesn't have a Heter of a Mavi. You have to have at least two Chaserim opening up into the Mavi. See if there's no Pesach from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, then we say it's considered two separate Chaserim. And both of them are opening up into the Movi, then it's mutter to carry out in the Movi. Mashenki, if there'll be a Pesach one to the other, Rav Svar is that in the case where they made a Shtuf Eruv Chatzeris, they were Ma'ar and Bodach Chatzeris together, so it looks like one Chatzer now. And therefore, the Eruv, the Movi, would not have hit there with a Lechi or a Koira. Therefore, they say, Badavka, the Chatzerim are not opening Zelazir. Here, Rashi, the top Rashi on the other side says, "Batim lechaser sukh matoychay. Batim lechaser. You need two houses into each chotzer, and ushtei batim lechol chotzer, ushtei chaseres the movi. You have to have two different chaseres opening up into the movi.
Now Vahanach, here now Mishti, the girls of the five chaserim who opened up had a Pesach one to the other, Kivon the Kulam Sukum Zuluzu, since they're open one to the other. Umaarvus Yachad, Derech Pesachim, they made in the Rubik Chaser together, is Ravin of Kan holds Chode Choshevlo. That's considered like only one Chaser. But let's let the Rav doesn't hold all the time, Liyel, Abu Bunay Mavishlem Mittibalecha Bekoira.
We hold not like Rav Kana and Rav. We hold that no, even if they made a Rubik Chaser together, so they have a right to carry from one Chaser to another Chaser. But that's only Lakula. But Avada, to be matter in the Mogli, to consider the call two Chaseres opening up or not, Avada will also go Lakula there. The Avada, it is considered like two different Chaseres open up into the Mogli, and Avada still be mutter to carry from the Chaser into the Mogli. With Alocha, we hold not like Rav and Rav Kana. We hold that this Chaseres, they have two dinim to it. When they made the Rubik Chaseres, you're allowed to carry from one Chaser to another Chaser. But Lamaiser in the Mogli, you have five Chaseres opening up. Even though they're like one, that's the halacha of Erech Chaseres. But negate to the Mavri, it's called you have two different Chaseres opening up here, and it's still be mutter to carry in the Mavri with only a lechi b'koyrim. But Rav holds not like that. Rav holds that if the Chaserim were opened up one to the other, and they had a right to carry one to the other, it's still only like one Chaser, and therefore the Mavri would be Yosser.
Yeah. So Rav didn't write the Gufa. Omer Rav, ein Mavri nitta b'lechi b'koyrim ad shiyu batin l'chaser tzuchim atoichai. What's one of the ingredients to make up a movie? It has to have two chatzeres open.